Access Houston, Ayanna Mack on 97.9 The BOX. I've got a powerhouse. Ladies, I've got somebody that I'm going to introduce you to that has, I mean, you just talk about inspirational, powerful. I would say that she is the Latina Oprah, okay?
Oh my God. Let me
tell you, I'm looking at the things that you've done. Ladies and gentlemen, well, let me tell you about her a little bit. Her name is Nelly Galan, okay? Nelly Galan is a successful businesswoman and influential Latina. She produced so many television shows, over 600 episodes of television shows in English and Spanish. You're a self-made media mogul. You are the first Latina president of Telemundo, and you also are a successful real estate woman originally from Cuba. Welcome to Houston by way of Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Nelly Galan. How are you, Nelly?
Oh, my God. So nice to talk to you. And, you know, I used to live in Texas, so I'm looking forward to going back to Texas.
What part of Texas were you living in?
Well, I've lived in Austin and in Dallas.
Oh.
And I've spent an inordinate amount of time in San Antonio.
Oh, my gosh. I love Austin. The rolling hills, the scenery. You get a nice pool and a nice margarita.
That's right. I'm looking forward to all you can eat again.
Ah! So, you know, things are bigger and better in Texas, and we don't
worry. They certainly are.
We like our portions. We sure do. Nelly, thank you for coming on to Access Houston. It is such an honor to talk to you. I want to get right into your movement that you have hooked up with Coca-Cola. Adelante movement. Adelante. What is that about?
Move it, baby. Move it.
Ah, I like to move it. You are so fun. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, my. You know what? And I've been told you are a fiery, spicy piece of wonderfulness, and I'm experiencing that right now through the line. So that's amazing. What is the Adelante movement about?
Well, first of all, I have to tell you how it even came to be, because, you know, as much as we, you know, and thank you so much for that beautiful introduction, but, you know, as someone who's lived through that life, I can tell you that I have failed more than I have succeeded. And I think women need to hear that in order to get to two or three successes that sound amazing, you have to fail a lot and get up off your butt and get up again, and success is around the corner.
Where are you originally from?
I've lived this entrepreneurial life that is high and low, and then you finally realize, oh, it's okay, that's part of life, you know? You learn to make failure your best friend because success is around the corner. But here's what happened. 4 years ago, when the economy tanked, I decided that in other bad economies, I freaked out. And this time I was going to do something constructive with my life. And I had never finished school, so I decided to go back to school. Mm-hmm. And I just completed, which I'm more proud of this than anything else, a master's and doctorate in clinical psychology.
Woo!
I know.
She's beauty and
look,
brains.
In the 4 years I had off, I went on the advisory board of Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was in the school academic mode, and I sat there, and I was, you know, I was basically doing medical school part of it, and I'm reading the medical text, and they kind of talk about minorities in medical establishment Texas like from a dysfunctional place. Mm. And when I was sitting in the Coke board meeting, they would talk about minorities and particularly Latinas right now as the economic emerging market in the country.
Yes.
And they say, these Latinas are, you know, the ones spending $1 trillion, and they're going to save our country financially. And I go, wow, isn't that kind of weird? How could I be reading all this negative stuff in, like, government texts, medical texts, and then the consumer product company that sells us thinks that we're the salvation of the world?
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote my dissertation about it, and I did extensive research on Latinas. And what came up was, like, life-changing for me. It was an aha. And it basically said, oh, my God, all these other companies know that Latinas are the next big spenders in the world. And there are government contracts for Latinas. Mm-hmm. There's small business loans for Latinas. There's franchises that want to give franchises to Latinas. But they don't know about it. And I go, oh, my God. And I realized, culturally, Latinas are not like, you know, like kind of American culture, very hunter. Let me go and like go get the thing. You know, they're more like, you know, do you really want me to? Did you invite me into this?
Yes.
And I realized, oh my God, I've already made money. I already did it. I'm not J-Lo. I'm someone that did it from nothing. I did it, like, slowly, but I did it. And, you know, these women I know take me seriously because they know I've really worked really hard. And I go, if somebody like me doesn't go around the country and show Latinas how they can do it too, how they can get to the point where they work because they want to, not because they have to, like I do, that it's possible in our lifetime to do that. Mm-hmm. If I don't show them all these opportunities that are out there, I mean, if we did that, you know, in just a couple of years, we can completely change the economic outlook of our community.
Mm-hmm.
So I just decided to take the bull by the horns and do it.
You sound like that kind of girl to me.
You sound like it. You know it.
So that is the thought process behind the Adelante movement.
That is, yeah.
And so you're coming to Houston October 27th.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, too, write this down. October 27th, you have a chance to meet Miss Galan, Nelly Galan, okay? Now, I didn't even go through your whole resume. I didn't even tell you guys that she is the creator and executive producer of The Swan, which, by the way, why won't you bring that show back?
Oh, we will. It's coming back.
Girl, talk about mascara all over myself. Oh, my God, you're so pretty.
And, girl, I can tell you all about my appearance on Celebrity Apprentice, too.
And Apprentice, too. Yes.
That was magical.
So look, let me tell you, this is the kind of woman and an opportunity to meet you, which you'll be down here October 27th with the Adelante movement. Write this down in your calendar. Do you know where you're going to be in Houston yet?
Yes. In fact, what I do is, you know, we go through the whole country on tour and we try to hook up with other nonprofits that are already doing great things with Latinas. Mm-hmm. So we are in Houston, we're working with Latism, which is Latinos in social media. It's all the bloggers, all the Latina bloggers. And the event is taking place October 27th, and it's Latism's event, and we are doing Adelante inside of their event. And by the way, it's not just me speaking. It's the MacArthur Genius Awardee, Sandra Cisneros, who is the Latina, our Latina Maya Angelou. She is unbelievable, and she talks about finding your voice. And on the tour with me is Nell Merlino, who is the entrepreneur guru, who has a nonprofit that teaches women from soup to nuts how to start their own business. And we're going to be at the Hyatt downtown in Houston. And anybody that wants to register for Adelante, just go on the Latism website. It's LATISM.org registration. And just put in the secret password of Adelante Power.
Adelante Power. Okay, awesome. So, okay.
Actually, I said it wrong. It's Adelante Mujer. M-U-J-E-R. Woman. Adelante Mujer.
Adelante Mujer. All right, Adelante Mujer. So when you come down and you do this workshop, what should our listeners expect to see?
Well, first of all, they're going to be very inspired about how you can really find it in you to do something extraordinary with your life. And in a bad economy and with everything going wrong, you can find great opportunities for yourself and for your family to change your life. Mm-hmm. Everything from, you know, how to start an eBay store, how to get a franchise, how to go after government contracts. But also you're going to get a lot of inspiration for your soul. You're going to hear Sandra's story, my story, how we did it, you know, how did I make money, how did I do it, you know, blow by blow. Because I always feel like when women hear interviews, you just hear, like, the top notes of, like, you're so successful, you're so this, and you kind of feel bad about yourself, like, wow, I can't do that. And when we tell you the blow by blow, how I started a business, how for the first 4 years I didn't make a penny, how my mother would say to me, por favor, get married, stop doing this entrepreneur thing. And in the fourth year, I hit it big.
Oh, and now is mama living nice?
Mama's living nice. You know,
mama's
we take care of our parents first, girl.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I'm glad that you brought that up, that you're going to talk about it piece by piece from the ground up. Because, you know, a lot of times when you hear someone's success story, that's all you hear is just, oh, but they've already made it. And you're right. You're like, I can't do that. But you have an interesting story. You were not born into money.
No, I came to this country when I was 5, and my parents came from Cuba. They were political exiles. They lost everything. And at 5, I became my parents' translator. And, you know, I tell everybody goes, how come you're so good at money? I go, are you kidding? I started telling Avon when I was 10 to pay for my school. You know, it's a gene that I'm, it's like a muscle. Like when they tell you exercise, it's a muscle I've been using since I'm 10.
Wow.
So, no, I really have come from nothing. I can't sing. I can't dance. I don't have any special talents.
Hey, but
so
let me tell you this.
It, anybody can do it.
Well, look, let me tell you this, but you're one hot mamacita, so, you know.
Well, thank you. Even though I'm getting older, but, you know, we still have our curves.
But you know what? Getting older to me, I tell people, yeah, I'm getting older, but I'm getting better. And would
you know what? I say the same thing. Oh. You know why? Because there's nothing like experience.
Absolutely. And I mean, come on. Do you really want to? I don't even know what I was doing when I was 20, in all honesty. Who cares?
I don't want to be, I would never want to be 20 again.
I mean, look at you. You're successful. And that's, it's so beautiful. And you're so down to earth, too. Ladies, I want to encourage you, especially my young Latina entrepreneurs, or you're aspiring to be, or maybe you have a business and maybe you've hit a rough patch and you're thinking about giving up. Before you do that, please come out, meet Nelly, meet the other people that are going to be speaking October 27th. Okay, they're going to be at the Hyatt downtown in Houston. Come and talk to them. Because like Nelly, like you said in the beginning of this interview, it took you 4 years before you even started to see a profit. But my goodness.
Nothing, well, I didn't even, you know, it was like nothing. But listen to this. The other thing I think women should hear is, even if you have a job and you're not ready to be an entrepreneur, the truth is, ladies, I'm going to make you go start eBay stores on the side. We all have to be making money on the side.
Get your hustle
it's like,
on.
You know, I tell women, you have to be on parallel tracks. Money and mission. Girls, there is no Prince Charming. No one's going to come and save your life. Not a boss, not a man, not a boyfriend. So we all have to be making money and thinking like an entrepreneur, even if we're still working for somebody else, we're paying off our student loans, we have a kid, whatever. And you can start something on the side that starts bringing wealth into your family by putting away that money. You know, I tell my ladies, don't buy shoes, buy buildings.
Absolutely.
You know where I've made all my money? I started buying foreclosed, crappy buildings for $5,000.
Wow.
But I have to stop buying so many shoes to be able to have the $5,000 to buy a building.
Well, you know, Dave Ramsey says, he had a saying. I went to go see him one time. Live like nobody's willing to live today so you can live like nobody will be able to live tomorrow.
Those, by the way, he's right.
Sacrifices.
You got to kill short-term gratification for long-term gratification.
97.9 The BOX, Ayanna Mack. Ladies, I hope you have your radios turned all the way up. I have a powerhouse that I'm just honored to be speaking to. Nelly, you're getting me fired up. I just recently started my own business, and let me tell you, it's scary.
But I love that.
Yes, ma'am, I sure did. When you come to Houston, let me put some eyelashes on you. I do those semi-permanent eyelashes.
Oh, you give me eyelashes. I love those.
Whiplash. Come look me up, Nelly. I'm going to take care of you, girl. How you doing? Okay? We're talking to Nelly Galan with the Adelante Movement. Let me tell you about Nelly. If you're just now tuning in, Nelly is a successful powerhouse business mogul, media mogul, real estate mogul, the first Latina president of Telemundo, Emmy Award winning producer of over 600 episodes of television in English and in Espanol. She is one of the creator of The Swan, and produced it as well, and was on The Celebrity Apprentice with Donald Trump. She will be in Houston, ladies, helping you take your life to the next level. We were talking about how powerful the Latina dollar is and will become in the future. What kind of spending power are they saying that the Latina dollar will have?
$3 trillion.
Good Lord.
It's a lot.
Wait, the Latinas can get the Americans out of debt.
Let me just tell you something. Forget the guys. It's all with the ladies, okay? And I tell all these macho Latino guys, I go, babies, if you want to help us out, support us, because we bring back some money to the house. Don't worry about it. We take care of our families. But you got to, like, all the men out there have to encourage their women. The money in America is all going to come through women. I'm sorry. Women are the ones kicking ass right now.
But, I mean, even when you don't look at the Latino demographic, even with everything else, that's the advertising dollar.
Yes.
The woman controls the purse strings.
All women control the advertising dollars, and the women are controlling. Look, in the bad economy, the only people that have done well are women, because our egos are in check. So it's like, yeah, you want to give me a bad job, I'll take it. You want to pay me less, I'll take it, but I'll do 3 jobs, or I'll start a business. Do you know, I'm going to give you an incredible factoid. 2 years ago, for the first time in history, in the U.S., more women started businesses than got married.
Because you're right. Like you said, ladies, I'm sorry to tell you. It's nice to read about it in the books, okay? And it's cool to see it on a movie, but you're not in a book, and this ain't a movie. This is your life, and this is for real.
And it's not a telenovela either.
Absolutely. You are not watching. Look, and you heard that from the woman who used to be the president of Telemundo. She's telling you, look, baby, it ain't real. You have to save yourself. And the wonderful thing is that you can do it. You can do it. And you don't have to do it alone. That's the wonderful and beautiful thing about networking.
No, you don't. And you know what? I tell my women, I go, listen, there is nothing that feels better. Forget a guy. Forget even, I love my son. You know, there's nothing that feels better than being actualized. That you know you made your own money, that you know you own your own house,
amen.
That you know, I mean, there's something that gives you this confidence that no one can take away from you. Because as I say to him, and I have a very nice husband that I met after I stopped looking for Prince Charming, but I said to him, you know what, if tomorrow there's a world war and I need to go live in Russia, I'll be rich again in a year because I now know how to do it.
Absolutely, when you know how to make it.
There's nothing that someone can take away from you that you already did it for yourself.
Amen. Girl, look, okay. I'm looking for my Destiny's Child CD. I'm about to start playing some Independent Woman up in here. You are giving me pieces of gold. But ladies, you are so right. There's nothing more gratifying than knowing, you know what? I said I was going to do it. I got knocked on my ass. Yeah, I did. But I did it.
That's right.
And it's mine. And you're right. If the money were to all go away, it doesn't matter. You know how to make it again. Just as long as that knowledge is with you.
I'll tell you something else. It's not like for me, happiness is growing every day. Like, I'm always wanting to learn something new. Look at me. I just went back to school and got a doctorate. I'm not going to practice psychology right now, but I'm a different person because I challenge myself to complete something. We have to remember that life is about completion, having a goal and completing it. Mm-hmm. And nothing makes you feel better about yourself than completing things. And I tell my ladies, I go, look, this year is hair removal year. It takes a full year to laser remove all the hair where you don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
And when even something is like, because you got to take care of yourself too. You know, that feels good because you start something and you complete it. The other thing is don't start 20 things at once because then you'll do none of them.
Absolutely.
Take one thing. Like when I went back to school, I didn't tell myself I'm going to go get a doctor. I go, I'm going to go back for a year. Let's take a year. And I do things in baby steps because otherwise I don't complete.
Mm-hmm.
And the job is to complete.
Well, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, and you have
to take one step
at a time. Don't overwhelm yourself.
Don't overwhelm. Don't write a to-do list that's 50 things because then you feel like a failure.
Absolutely.
I only write 3 things on my list every day that I complete. And after 7 days, I did 21 things. And after a month, it's 21 times 4. I feel very successful at the end of the month.
Well, I mean, hello. I wish, and you know what? I'm not even going to say I wish. I just might put Do Celebrity Apprentice on my to-do list. It'll be a little bit further down there, but I believe.
I love that you're saying that because you know what? You know what Celebrity Apprentice did for me?
What did it do for you?
I mean, I think a lot of people go there to get publicity, which, by the way, I tell everybody, go on reality shows because it really does give you a lot of publicity and it's good for your brand. But what I learned from Celebrity Apprentice is when you're in the company of, like, a gold medalist like Nadia Comaneci and you know, just people that are all like Gene Simmons, people that are just really different from you, but they're all brilliant in their own mind and in your and in life, they're just brilliant in different ways. You spend 6 weeks sequestered with them and you kind of sponge all the information out of their brain. And you're kind of like, wow, I never thought an Olympic athlete has like a certain way of thinking that I don't think that way. And it's really incredible for stamina. Or this other guy has a way of thinking about marketing that I never thought of.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like you have to constantly learn from people that you might not think you need what they know, but you do. You know, I'm not very athletic, so to be with an Olympic gold medalist and to understand the focus they have was like, wow, man, I need to take some of that in.
That is amazing. But you know what, though? Listeners, if you're listening and you're like, man, I'll never get next to those people or people to like that. No, don't lie to yourself because Nelly Galan will be down here. The Adelante movement is coming to Houston October 27th. And you're right. When you surround yourself with powerhouse thinkers, well, you begin to absorb that knowledge You're like a sponge. Your brain is like a sponge. It takes in whatever you feed it. Garbage in, garbage out. Knowledge in, knowledge out. And if you would like to stand next to some influential people, if you're just now tuning in, Access Houston, 97.9 The Box, Ayanna Mack talking to Nelly Galan. I got to go through your resume really quick for those that are just now tuned in. She is leading a revolutionary call to action, the Adelante Movement, sponsored by Coca-Cola. She is empowering and bringing together Latinas economically. But the beautiful thing is that this message is it has no racial barrier. It is all about doing the best that you can. Though you are targeting Latinas, this information that you're sharing on the radio with us right now, it's for Black, white, Hispanic. It is for everybody. It is about self-improvement and empowerment. And Nelly will be down here. Let me tell them a little bit more about you. She's a media mogul, the first Latina president of the of Telemundo, Emmy Award-winning producer, over 600 episodes. When you started, girl, you started your production company, and my goodness, you just, I mean, did you sleep 600 episodes?
I didn't sleep, and I almost didn't have a personal life.
Oh,
let me just tell you.
Wow.
It's not always, you know, that's the other thing. People think you can have it all at once. You can't.
She has, she created The Swan. Girl, I love that show so much. Please bring it back soon.
It is a great show.
It was wonderful, and I want to ask you about that in a second. Celebrity Apprentice, she was on it with Donald Trump. She has built and sold three businesses, invested in real estate, and worked for five billionaires, not
I
million
did.
With an M, billion with a B. She is going to be here in Houston. You can meet her, and you hear how personable and how wonderful and how sweet she is. You will be doing yourself a disservice if you do not put this on your calendar October 27th. If you do not make plans to go down to the Hyatt downtown October 27th for the Adelante Movement. And I don't
and
care if you're not Latina.
Please register for free right now.
What's the website?
You go to Latism, LATISM.org/registration. And you put in the secret passcode of Adelante Mujer.
Mujer. And that's M-U-J-E-R, Mujer. All right. And Adelante is A-D-E-L-A-N-T for my non-Spanish speakers. Please, please be at this event. I'm going to be there. Now, let me ask you, of course, I'm the swan. Why did it go away? No, first, before you tell me why it went away, how did you come up with that concept?
Well, it was really from my personal life. I had had a baby. I had had a breakup with the father of my son. I was very sad, and I had gained weight, and I felt like the piss, to be honest with you. And somebody sent my, you know, I did go to a spa. I went to a spa weekend because I was so bummed out, and I go, oh, my God, I wish that I could just stay in the spa for 3 months. I wish I could go on a weight loss program. I wish I could go to therapy to deal with my issues with my ex. And a friend of mine sent me for my son the complete works of Hans Christian Andersen.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read the line, "The ugly duckling was always a swan," I said, oh, my God, that's a TV show. We all feel like ugly ducklings sometimes, and we're really swans. And we just need a bunch of coaches and a bunch of help to get out of our funk.
Absolutely.
And that's how I came up with the show. And I'll tell you this. That's why I say to single moms, I go, don't fret. You know, the universe and God does not let you down. You know, when I had my son and I was so sad and I was just feeling blue, and then I saw the show, which is the biggest hit of my life. It made me more money than any other show I had done.
And you touched so many people. You touched so many people.
It was all from my pain. That's why I tell women, don't freak out when bad things happen to you. When bad things happen to you, sometimes in your pain is the answer to what you're supposed to do.
Oh, goodness, girl. You were talking, look, just a couple of weeks ago, I know you know him, Joel Osteen. He has the largest.
Yes,
ma'am. That was the message a couple of weeks ago. I go to Liquid. And, you know, through that pain, you got to go through that pain because there's an important lesson for you to learn. And after you learn that lesson, then you can teach other people. So don't be
That's
so
true.
Quick to run from the pain.
No, and I'll tell you, I have met so many women that have turned their pain into a business. And I tell you, when you take something, like let's just say something bad happened in your childhood and you become a coach for molested women or whatever it is that happened to you.
Yes.
And you turn it into a business and then it's like transcendent. You make money and you're doing good and it goes together. It's a beautiful thing.
And what if you would not have had that happen to you? Then you
wouldn't know. You wouldn't be able to help other people.
Where would you be? So, okay.
Look, if I had not had immigrant parents, would I have made the money making all those TV shows about immigrant kids?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Wow. Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you keep up with the women that were the swans that you made over? Is there a way to find out?
We have, yes.
Will you be doing some kind of a recap, or is there a website where we can find out how life is treating them, the before and after?
Well, in fact, we did a special. It aired a little while ago, and it's on Fox's website. But we, you know, between you, me, and the wall, we may come back with celebrity swans.
That is, oh my gosh, Nelly Galan! Girl, you got me. I'm doing my Oprah yell for you. That is amazing. Adelante Movement coming to Houston. The website again, Miss Galan.
It is latism.org/registration because we're doing this event within a nonprofit event called Latism, which is Latinos in Social Media. It's all the bloggers, and I love them all. Mm-hmm. And our event is within their event. And so you go to latism.org/registration and put in the secret password, Adelante Mujer. And I'm going to spell it A-D-E-L-A-N-T-E, Mujer, M-U-J-E-R. And for more information about the Adelante Movement, go to the website, www.adelantemovement.com. And if you can't find it, Google Nelly Galan, go to my website, and I'll take you to all these websites.
I cannot wait to meet you. Shake your hand. I will tell you, I do a lot of interviews. You're going down as one of my favorites. I am fired up, ready to go.
Well, you know what? I want you to come because I want to hear all about Whiplash.
Oh, girl. Girl, I'm doing your makeup when you.
I want some whiplash for myself. Let me just tell you.
I'm doing your makeup when you come to town. So.
Oh my God, I love it. First of all, I tell everybody the key to everything is lashes.
Oh, look, they define the face. They can take years off your life in a good way. I mean, like make you look younger.
It's true, and they open your eyes.
Oh, girl, I love you. When you come down here, we are having drinks. We're going to dinner, and we're going to do some salsa dancing.
We definitely have to get together.
Look at that. Okay, all right. Back to business. All right, you guys, you have the website, latism.org, latism.org.
Adelante Mujer is the passcode to register for free. And if you want to find out what the whole movement is about, go to the adelantemovement.com. And if you can't find it, just Google Nelly, N-E-L-Y, Galan, G-A-L-A-N, and through my name, you'll find it all.
Thank you so much for giving
Thank
us your
you.
Time.
Thank you. I'm so excited about Whiplash. I want some of my own.
Girl, look, come on down. We're going to take good care of you.
Okay.
If you would like to be featured on Access Houston, email me. I would love to talk about you and whatever positive thing you're doing for the community. Nonprofits, please email me, amac@radio-1.com. That's amac@radio-1.com. Now back to the music on 97.9, The Box. Miss Galan.